The question is, if we work in the corporate world, which is very passionate, how can we remember Krishna at that time? Firstly, when Krishna says, Mam Anusmara Yudhyaja, Krishna is not asking Arjuna to become some kind of schizophrenic. You know that, oh, at one level you are remembering Krishna, at another level you are fighting also. It's not that we have to become like a split personality. Rather, the devotion to Krishna permeates into the innermost core of our being so much that Krishna becomes the objective of everything that we do. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives the example for this. He says that suppose there is a householder is working. Now that person may be doing business deal, that person may be doing various kinds of work. But and the person is attempting to do it efficiently so that one earns a good living. But at the same time, that person is in his home, in his heart is thinking about his wife, his children. They're thinking, I am doing all this for them. So, yes, I want my child to be educated well. I want my family to stay nicely, to have comfortable living. So, it's not that the two are disconnected. But because there is that affection for one's family, so that permeates one's profession and that motivates one as an underlying factor. So similarly, he says, when a devotee becomes attracted to Krishna, Krishna becomes the goal for a devotee for whatever one is doing. And with that goal in mind, with that underlying motivation of wanting to serve Krishna, wanting to do everything for Krishna, then the devotee works, then everything becomes Krishnaized. So firstly, the point is, when Krishna says, always remember me, it is in terms of making him the underlying, unifying objective of everything that we do. Now, what do? When we are not at that level. So when, right now is Krishna is our objective, but we also have many other objectives also. So that's why there are two, three different things. One is, we definitely need to have some solid quality time for exclusive or focused devotional service. Because by that, our connection with Krishna becomes reinforced. So sometimes people, if you ask them to chant the holy names, they say, Bhagawan ka naam to 24 ghanta chalu hai. 24 hours I'm chanting the names of the Lord only. Well, if it's going on inside. See, if it's going on inside, why does it not come outside even for 1 minute? If we keep something constantly inside, no, we will push it aside. That's what happens. It just goes aside. It can't last. So we need exclusive time for focused devotional service. That is our sadhana that we do. And that is the satsang that we have. That's the first thing which we absolutely need to have. And secondly, in terms of our activities, there can be passionate, that our environment may be in passion, but we don't necessarily have to be in passion. That means, if you see, in the Amrut Manthan Lila, the churning of the milk ocean, it is described that the Krishna or Vishnu, he helped everyone. And the devatas were pulling the mountain from one side, and the asuras were pulling from the mountain from another side. So now it's interesting, it is said that Vishnu entered the devatas as goodness, as Sattva-guna. And he entered the asuras as passion, as Vajoguna. And Vasuki was a rope, so he entered Vasuki as Tamoguna. Then Vasuki went to sleep. Otherwise, he would have created more trouble. So now the interesting point is, if the rope, if the churning is to be done, from both sides, the pull has to be applied in a symmetrical way. So the significant thing is, the devatas were animated by goodness and the asuras were animated by passion. And still there was symmetrical pulling. So what this means is, it is not that when we are in goodness, we cannot work in a way that is equivalent to working in passion. That means a devotee can perform and perform as well as those other people who are performing in a passionate environment in passion. So how does that happen? It happens by gradual internalization of our consciousness. For example, say first time you do something. First time, say, if, I'll give my experience. First time when I was giving class, you know, I was so worried. You know, what will people think about me? Have I put my tilak straight or not? And so many externals come in the back. So that then, as so when we do an activity initially, we focus a lot on the externals of the activity. But as we keep doing the activity, gradually how I am looking, how people think of me, that becomes less important. And what becomes more important is whom I am speaking about. What am I speaking about? Am I pleasing Krishna? So gradually in any activity that we do, if we do it, if we, I am talking about goodness over here, goodness means we create some sort of schedule, some sort of regularity, some sort of routine. So when there is some sort of regularity or routine, then the externals don't take so much of our consciousness. And then we can go more internal. And then gradually we can, as our consciousness goes internal, we can focus more on for whom we are doing the work without adversely affecting the external quality of people. Although the devatas were in goodness, they were able to cheer as competently as the asuras in passion. So similarly, as devotees, if we create a schedule and if we try to develop overall goodness, our consciousness will go inwards. And that way, we will be able to focus more on Krishna. And of course, thirdly, as I said, within our devotional activity, within our professional activities also, we can try to create as much devotional stimuli as possible. That means, if we have some devotee colleagues, then we meet for lunch together and we discuss something about Krishna. Or if we have using a computer, we can put a wallpaper of Krishna. In some companies, you can use your earphones while you're doing working, so we can have some kirtan going on. According, there is a lot of room within the process of devotional service for individual creativity. Individual creativity means, according to our situation, how can we best remember Krishna? That we can find out according to our talents, our interests, and our circumstances. And this way, we can also have, as I said, three levels. First is, we have a solid time for Krishna, by which our internal connection with Krishna is established, and by which Krishna will gradually become the motivation of everything that we do. Just as a householder, for him, his family is the motivation for doing everything. And secondly, we also try to create a regular schedule and cultivate goodness, by which while doing activities which may be passionate also, we can go inward and learn to focus more on Krishna. And thirdly, we can also create whatever external stimuli as possible, by which we can remember Krishna, we can Krishnaize our environment within our particular situation. And the whole principle of Varnashram was not to actually divide society into castes. The principle of Varnashram is to harmonize one's material necessities with one's spiritual growth. That means, if a person is a Brahmana, then they give that person intellectual work, and that person can do it without too much agitation, too much conflict, and then the person can move onwards towards Krishna. So, as our movement progresses, we will have more and more improvised manifestations of Varnashram. Improvised manifestations means, we may not be able to have social divisions like Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, but we can create systems wherein devotees can do their material professions in a spiritually conducive environment. So for example, now we have so many projects. We have Bhaktivedanta Hospital, where devotee doctors are working together and they are doing their material profession in a spiritually conducive environment. We have Gopal's Garden. The children are getting education. That is more or less a material necessity, but in a spiritually conducive environment. So, as our community evolves, as our movement evolves, these external supports will also come, more and more. But till then, we should know that Krishna is Bhavagrahi. So, if we have that sincerity, we want to remember Him, and we want to strive to offer everything to Him, then even if we are not able to remember Him constantly, as much as we are able to remember according to our capacity, Krishna sees that, He appreciates that, and He rewards that. Thank you very much. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much.